Harrison native Cody Ray Slaughter sang an Elvis-inspired rendition of That's All Right, Mama to a small crowd who attended a creative conversation inside the Walton Arts Center Star Theater late last month. The 20-year-old actor is currently portraying the King of Rock and Roll in the touring production of Million Dollar Quartet. The theatrical show, which opens at the Walton Arts Center February 21st, is based on an actual impromptu jam session between Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash inside Sun Recording Studios on December 4th, 1956. This new musical imagines what may have occurred on that evening. During the creative conversation, Cody discussed how he embodies Elvis on stage.
If you really look at the man himself, he was just a hillbilly, you know, from Mississippi. And all he wanted to do was buy a house for his mama, you know, and a car. And then it turned into he's the biggest entertainer that's ever, you know, lived, Elvis Presley. So you got to just look at the human being side of him, you know, and where he came from and get in his head that way, you know, instead of just, oh, well, this is what he did on stage. And you can tell, you know, when he's sitting around what he's doing with his hands and kind of where he's thinking or where he's at, you know. And you take that on stage, you know, instead of just getting up there and doing this stuff or whatever. You kind of take his spirit and you know, Elvis Presley up there with him.
While there are many Elvis tribute artists out there, Cody does his best to respect the memory of the late musician.
Well, you know, what I get upset about is, you know, Elvis did so much for music. He was such a humble guy, you know. I mean, towards the end of his life, he was losing money, going almost broke because he was just giving so much money away to people. I mean, the guy had a heart of gold. He changed the world forever, you know, and he gained a few pounds the last 2 years of his life. And then for some reason, that's just stuck with people, and, you know, you've got the jokes and the mockeries. But, you know, I want to do him justice and really pay respects to the man, you know. And I think there is a fine line between that. You got the guys that really appreciate the man, and then you got some that appreciate him but don't know as much, and then you got some that just downright, you know, don't get it, you know. So you just got, there's so much that goes into play, so you just try to do your best.
The Tony Award-winning Broadway production opened in April of 2010, and after nearly 500 performances, it closed and reopened off-Broadway at New World Stages. The successful show is also at the Apollo Theater in Chicago and has a North American tour. So the question is, how does a young man from Harrison end up playing an iconic performer on a cross-country tour?
I have no idea. Really honestly, it's, you know, I've always wanted to be in entertainment when I was little and doing acting and being in front of people. And you just seriously keep that dream in your heart and you just don't give up and you work towards it, and that's all I can say I did. I never been in an acting class or nothing like that, and I've just always had a dream. And that's all you got to do is really dream.
Cody recalls becoming interested in Elvis after stumbling across his father's cassettes as a child. He began listening to the music and attending school with grease-backed hair.
When I laid my eyes on the guy, I just thought the first thing was cool, you know. Just he's got the greasy hair, and he's different, you know, and he's got this different sound. Nobody sounds like him. You know, there's something that just attracts you to certain artists or whatever, and Elvis was the one that did it for me, you know. And his movies, and he looked so dang good, you know, just, you know, his whole look, everything was just, to me, cool, you know, and I wanted to be Elvis, you know. Well, I'm with a lot of people that wanted to be Elvis, you know, so I didn't look, and now I'm playing Elvis. That's weird.
Can't believe it?
No, it's hard to believe, because my dream was a little, I want to be Elvis, and now I get to play him, you know, it's pretty nice.
In fifth grade, a trip to Branson opened his eyes to the world of Elvis tribute artists. Since then, Cody has performed across the country. He has received a number of accolades for his work, including the Horizon Award for Best New Elvis Tribute Artist at the 2011 Las Vegas Elvis Fest. Last year, Cody auditioned for Million Dollar Quartet, and he got a call 2 days later that he had won the role of Elvis Presley. He's been on tour for about 4 months, and next week, the tour will bring him back to his home state.
This is the first time since then I've really gotten to come home. Yeah, pretty much. Yes, ma'am. And what a better way to do it, you know.
So are you excited about?
Oh, yeah. To take them guys, you know, one's from California, one's from England, you know. One's from New York. I mean, just to take him to my neck of the woods, I'm going to be so proud, you know. I can't get over that. You know, it's going to be nice. And then to play in Arkansas is just going to be, this is going to be great.
Later this year, the tour will continue on to cities in California, Nevada, and Canada. Cody says he has learned a lot so far and hopes to continue his acting career.
You know, I love Elvis, and I love him to death. There's never going to be another Elvis. So, you know, if it works out to where I do Elvis for a while, then okay. But my goal is to be myself and to be my own person, acting, and just doing that. You know, I want to be my own person. Really, at the end of the day, that's what I want to be. But I'm not going to ignore the Elvis stuff, you know. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, the goal is to be myself.
Regardless of where his career takes him, the Harrison native will always consider the natural state home.
Who thought, you know, living in a little house in Arkansas, I'd be doing a Broadway show. So far, my home's in Arkansas. And if I got to move here or there for a little while, I'll do it. But home's in Arkansas, you know, so we'll see.
More information is available at waltonartcenter.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.